Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So today I want to jump into a topic that I feel is interesting. And I also feel that anyone who has awakened on their journey in life, and when I say the word awakened, I mean it. It's such a long, wide, deep spectrum, right? I mean, it's massive. Like the awakening spectrum is massive. Some people have very spontaneous, in like out of nowhere, full-blown Kundalini awakenings, which is what happened to me in 2018. And some people have this journey of just like slowly awakening on their path and having like a little bit more, going deeper and deeper and elevating and learning new things and continuing to awaken on their path. And I find that fascinating. And I think it's super interesting. And then there's some people I've met, I'm thinking of a couple of people in my head right now who I've met who have identified as being awakened their whole life. They have memories of being a tiny little baby and being totally awakened in this life. And they actually, sister friend I'm thinking of right now had even told me like she always felt spiritually awakened in her life, even in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, all of it. She said that she was always kind of like a hippie and stuff, and she would always felt totally awake in her life. There was never this feeling of like not being awakened. And when you look at her, I mean, you can tell just by looking in her eyes that she's been awakened like her entire life. Like, I don't know how to say it. It's just she has these amazing eyes. So what I really want to say here is when I say the word awakening, right, it's like it means so many different things to start. So I just want to honor that first and foremost, because awakening journeys, spiritual awakening journeys can look different to many different people. So like as I'm going through this podcast episode, just know that I'm trying to honor all the ways in which people are in their different ways of awakening, and there's no judgment at all. This is just something that I feel personally has come up for me, and I feel like if it's come up for me, it's definitely come up for other people. And that feeling is really about our identity in spirituality. And so I'll talk a little bit about what that means for me personally, although I'm sure to other people it means different things. So the first thing I want to mention is that when it comes to identity, right? So it's just kind of like this idea of who you are and what people can kind of like identify you as, like, oh, this person kind of dresses this way. This is kind of their hobbies. This is what they're interested in. Those kind of things. It's kind of your overall identity. Some would even say trait of who you are, characteristics of who you are. And I realized on my path, on my spiritual journey, that I kind of lost that aspect of myself, which is super interesting. You know, when I was younger, and if you've listened to the intro to this podcast, you know, I've had a teenage pregnancy, which basically when I was a 16 years old and like pregnant, I would be like fantasizing about what I call her, right? And that's just like this envisioning like who I want to be as I get older. Like, am I going to just continue down this path and have a bunch more kids and never graduate from high school or college and become a statistic and be all of that? Or am I going to choose a different life, right? And I realized from a very young age that I wanted a different kind of life. And I had this feeling, this energy behind her, behind who this woman was and like how she navigated her life. Now, as a person who's been highly empathic my entire life, I used to see spirits when I was little. My family jokes to this day about me seeing ghosts and all of this. I always struggled with just navigating life in terms of just energetically. Like, I feel like I never felt like I fit in anywhere. Like, I never felt like I really was happy in my life. Like, I never felt truly happy in my life until I had my spiritual awakening and reconnected with my soul. That was the first time I felt true happiness, is when I was sitting in my bathroom during a meditation in October of 2018 and had a full-blown Kundalini awakening. And it was the first time I reconnected with my soul. And I felt genuine ecstasy, happiness, and like a fullness of like what it does actually mean to live here on earth. I didn't have that before. I didn't have this connection to nature. I couldn't like feel like that, you know, like I was empathic, but like in terms of being able to experience my inner peace, right? That peace on the inside where you can close your eyes and tune in, right? Which I can do it instantly. Like, I literally, right before this podcast, I always close my eyes and I tune in, you know, and I can tune in like that, you know, and it's just to my inner peace and to my connection to my soul. And so I did not have that. As far back as I can remember, I did not have that. So awakening to that, you know, in my early 30s was kind of crazy. It was like, wow, like here I am, like I'm fully awake in this life. And through that process of spiritual awakening, because it was so sudden for me, and again, it is different for everybody. Everybody has a different story about how they came onto their spiritual path and their spiritual awakening. So it's different for everyone. But I just want to say, for me personally, it really was this feeling of like, wow, like I popped into this reality and I went through a really big process for that first couple of years. Okay. Like, I mean, really down the rabbit hole with like crazy things, not crazy things, but things that I needed in order to get started on my path so I can build a groundwork, right? To understand what this was and why this was happening to me. I was like deep into like Gaia TV with David Wilcock, wisdom teachings, and like freaking doing all this stuff. And I found the priestess path really early on in my spiritual journey in like early 2019. And I was becoming initiated under various high priestesses from 2019 to 2023, I want to say, or 2022. So it was just like consistently going deeper and deeper on my spiritual path and allowing that to sort of lead me. Now, when I had my spiritual awakening, I really kind of like went blank. You know, like I've heard this happen with other people too, where it feels like you almost are like reborn again in a sense where you don't really know what you like anymore. You're not super connected to who you are. I've been in fashion my entire life pretty much, and I've known that was my trajectory. And I was super into fashion my entire life. And I couldn't even pick out an outfit. Like, when I first had my awakening, I literally couldn't pick out an outfit because I just couldn't identify with anything. Everything seemed like a blank slate, like I didn't know who I was, right? So I did so much shadow work. I did work with, you know, a emotional clearing practitioner for many years, like all of like 2021 to 2022, doing a massive like clearing around all the things. And so I did all this stuff, right? From like 2018 to like 2022, it was like deep shadow work, priestess initiations, you know, just doing, learn deep, deep, down into the human design system, understanding that, like, I just was doing everything that I felt like my soul was calling me to do. And I feel like that's kind of normal, right? Like for your first, whatever, like couple of years of your awakening or whatever, just figuring yourself out is a huge part of the process. And so in that process of me figuring myself out, I feel like I did kind of like lose myself in a sense. Like there were so many times on my path where I thought this right here is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. And one of those times was back in, I believe it was 2022, and I was, or was it 2023? No, it had to be 2022. I was on, or sorry, it was 2021. Now it's coming to me, sorry. And so 2021, I believe that was when I went to Greece and I did a pilgrimage there that was absolutely mind-blowing. It was so perfect and it was so like amazing. Like I just remember doing these initiations and, you know, I would go back to my room and I would just be lying there and feeling like full body, like energetic activations going through my entire body. It kind of felt like a ripple, like a ripple going through my entire body, but it felt like an awakening, right? Like it felt like it was like just, I don't know how to even describe it, but I had these amazing experiences. And so when I was on that trip particularly, I literally thought to myself, I'm going to become a traveling priestess. Like I'm literally going to go from like different countries and I'm going to do grid work. I'm just going to like, I don't know what's going to happen with my life back home, but I am going to just do this for the rest of my life. I really thought that's what I was going to do. And then, you know, I kept going, right? Like on my path and other opportunities came up to do priestess pilgrimages. And I felt like it was an energetic no. Okay. So to my human design, like after Greece, I was not feeling that sacral response as an MG. I was riding my emotional wave. It still kind of felt like no, no, no. And it just didn't make any sense to me. Like I was like, this is like my thing, right? Like why am I not feeling called to go do more of this kind of work? I didn't get it. And so what I did was I ignored my human design. And I did these trips anyway, right? Like a couple of the trips I went on after Greece, and they were absolutely horrible. Okay. These were like spiritual retreats you won't ever want to be on. There was one that I went to where one girl was like fully possessed. Like it was like really just some other kind of like world shit. Like it was really kind of spooky and like it really turned me off. And then I tried again. I went to Bali last year and it was just, I mean, the person running that was just like the one of the more shadowy people I've ever met in real life. And it's just crazy. Like it woke me up again to like, okay, hello, like you keep your human design, like your inner authority is telling you no, to stop doing this, to stop going on all of these different spiritual retreats, but you're just you're saying to yourself, I'm using my head to be like, no, this is what I'm supposed to be doing next though, right? And it didn't make any sense. Like it didn't, like why I was doing it. And the only thing that's been really consistent for me, like lots of sacral guesses, is human design. And so like, that's why I kept doing human design and following that and going deeper and getting more certifications and teaching. And now I'm creating online paid videos that should be hopefully on my website very soon. I'm hoping by like end of the second quarter, they will be available. But I mean, and I'm creating a course around that. So it's like, all of that is great. But what I'm realizing is recently kind of like been coming into my full self again, if that makes sense. Like it's kind of like it's me again, like it's me from before I had my full awakening. And it's also me after my awakening. So like the fully embodied version of myself, right? And the way that that feels is super good. Like it just feels so good to be in a place where I'm like, I stopped with all of the shoulds, okay? Like, okay, just because I'm a spiritual person, I need to be going on all these retreats and stuff like that. Like if my human design is not responding, right? Like it's not my inner authority is saying no, then it's not that. And it's like, it's wild to me. It's like, oh my gosh, like, wow, I went that far. I did all of those things, right? Going on pilgrimages all around the world, Egypt, Greece, Sedona, Bali. I did all of these things. And it's interesting to look at that, you know, from with hindsight is 2020, right? And kind of see like, wow, like even after all that, like that's not really my main thing, you know, that I'm meant to be doing in my life. And I really thought it was like, I thought that was, I was going to eventually just be like a traveling, like spiritual lady who like held retreats and like did all these things. But like, it's, that is an actual soul no for me. And I find that so surprising. And instead, what I'm feeling more called to do is really start to embody her again. And what I mean by her is exactly what I started the podcast episode with when I was a teenager, right? And I was just imagining like who I want this person to be. And I would sit there and kind of be like, like what kind of life do I want? And I would be manifesting through my visions. And I realize now that like I'm being called to fully embody her. And that really looks like a very powerful, very influential, very inspirational woman who is leading, you know, by just doing my thing and navigating my path that way. I don't know if that means, you know, more on the side of, you know, public speaking, or I'm really not sure how it's going to look. Like, I really don't, I'm letting all of that go because I'm done trying to identify myself with one thing and kind of say, oh, this is me now. Like, I'm just going to do this work now. And, or I'm just a human design reader. I'm just doing priestess work. I'm just a podcaster, let's say. And I'm done identifying with all of that. And instead, what I've realized is I'm doing is I'm just allowing myself to unfold into her. And her, this vision of myself that I had when I was younger, I mean, this was always there, right? Like it was always there, was in my mind's eye, but I've always envisioned, you know, she is now so much more embodied than like I ever could have imagined at the time, if that makes sense. Because before, I always, like I mentioned, when I was younger, I never quite felt confident in who I was. Like I always felt like if I was being myself, I kind of felt like I was being too much, or, you know, I was just like shining too bright or something. And I didn't have the confidence to back that at the time. But through my spiritual journey, because it took me through the energy and the journey of the mystic, and also the journey of just shadow work and removing lineages of, you know, I want to say like kind of like soul tethers that were kind of holding me back from like really embracing and fully standing in who I am. And I had to kind of really allow myself to more recently, just having this feeling of coming home to myself, okay? And that's the fully embodied version of myself that is who I am now. So even though when I was younger, I would imagine her, okay? And now I feel like I am her. And I'm able to fully step into that. And it's kind of like I needed to go through that really deep spiritual path and spiritual journey in order to be confident enough to be her, to be like the woman I'm here to be. And so it's like I had to really let go of a lot of feelings of like identity around like what it means to be spiritual, right? And like what it looks like and all of that kind of stuff. I had to let all of that go and I had to allow it to be true that it's just part of my journey and what I had to go through in order to become who I am, you know? And is it like not spiritual for me if I'm just like, you know, really into fashion again, or like, you know, allowing myself to connect with women who are just in the game of business and like navigating the social media world and stuff? Or does like every person I talk to or connect with have to be spiritual? You know, and everybody's spiritual in their own way, but I think you know what I'm getting at here. And I've been feeling so called to really allow all of that to just fall away. And there is this tiny piece of this guilt, right, of changing again and feeling like, oh my gosh, like here I go again, like changing like my vibe and like, I don't know, like who I am, and allowing myself to just be my true, whole, fully embodied self. And depending on where you are on your spiritual journey, maybe you can resonate with this episode or not. But really, this is just an understanding of allowing myself, allowing it to just be what it is and not judging myself about changing again, right? And in allowing myself to fully be her through this now embodied, energetically embodied version of her. Okay, because like I said, when I was younger, and even when I was a teenager, and I was like envisioning her, it's like even though I envisioned her, there's no way I think I ever could have fully been her had I not gone through the spiritual awakening process. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact, there's no way that I could have ever like been authentically myself, powerful, feeling fully embodied in who I am, confident, all of that, and with my spiritual practices every single day, but still living my full life. Like there's no way I could have ever done that unless I had gone through the spiritual journey. So I'm realizing now that like I just had to go through that. And it doesn't mean that like I'm less spiritual now or whatever because I'm not like feeling the urge to go on spiritual retreats anymore or anything like that. It's just really more this feeling of like, okay, like, all right, like I trust myself, like I trust my human design inner authority enough to allow that to lead me to the very next place that I'm supposed to be. And even if it's to a place that, you know, doesn't really look super spiritual, quote unquote, or, you know, if it's just expanding myself to be able to talk to anybody who I find interesting, unique, all of those things, and build a network of like powerful, amazing, strong women, you know, who I have always aspired to be like or be around. And that's okay. Like, I feel like so I was doing this to myself. I'm not saying this is like normal, like it's not what spirituality is designed to be like, but I was definitely doing it to myself in terms of keeping myself in this type of like spiritual identity of like who I thought that I needed to be, look like, act like, and all of that in order to be spiritual. Like it's weird that I did that to myself because I grew up in the church, right? I grew up in as a young adult. Church hurt. That's what they call it. Church hurt, right? We're like programmed as a kid with all of these things. And I grew up in a super Pentecostal religion where like you had to look a certain way and you had to like play the part or you were backslidden or you were a hypocrite and all this stuff. I grew up in that. So it's just been fascinating in this last like couple of weeks as I've been unfolding into the full version of her, who she is, and fully embodying her in this new energetic frequency that I am now after I've had my spiritual awakening, and allowing that to just be what it is without telling myself that now I need to become like a high priestess or I need to become, you know, like, I don't know, like I like only have a spiritually led business that's only about spirituality. And I only need to interview people who are spiritual, quote unquote, spiritual in nature and all this stuff. It's like all of that feels like it's super falling away for me. And it feels like it's opening up in a really beautiful way where now it's like I feel authentically free to like be myself and just be who I am. And I don't know if this is like what they're calling new age, the golden age, the way of the new wave of like what it's going to be, you know, after 2027 or whatever, like, but I'm really feeling this energy of just being free enough to be myself without any titles, identities, or anything locking me into like who I'm supposed to be if I'm this person, and instead just fully embodying who I am and allowing my unique energetic expression to be out in the world as it is, feeling fully myself. And it's felt so good. And I just wanted to bring that on here for anyone that maybe could be possibly going through the same kind of thing. And really feeling like, you know what, like I've gone through so much, like on my spiritual path. And actually I'm like I mentioned, I feel honestly, like I'm to that space where I feel fully embodied in my energetic practices. And I think people will always identify me as being a spiritual person. I have crystals everywhere. I meditate every day. I do yoga. I have lots of spiritual friends. I run sister circles every turn of the wheel. I mean, I'm sure on some level, I'm always going to be identified as spiritual, to the masses. But I just think that this spiritual identity is really falling away with the old paradigm. Like, I think it's going away. Like, I don't feel that authentically in my bones anymore. Like, and I also don't feel that fear anymore of like not being enough that or enough that or enough that to like convince people of who I am or whatever. I feel free to just be myself. Okay. And a lot of this probably has to do with, I have to give a shout out to my emotional clearing practitioner, Lori Kinsey. And I mentioned her probably 8,000 times on this podcast, but I did a really powerful clear with her in like 2021, 2022 called The Spiral. And that changed my entire life. I like shed everything and I was like fully able to like be authentic and show up as who I am, all of those things. But then I recently did the next level of that. Okay. A couple of years later, it's 2025 now. And I just did the quantum clear. Okay. And the quantum clear, I was nervous about the quantum. I meant to do it last year and I didn't do it because I was scared. I just wasn't sure what was all going to happen. But what actually happened with this quantum clear is it fully helped me. I mean, it just broke away all of those boxes like that I've been putting myself in. Okay. Nobody's been doing this to me. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming the spiritual community or like anything. I'm blaming myself for not following my inner authority and not going on the path that I know my inner self has been wanting to go on. And is now for like over a year and a half now or so, I've been feeling this. And it's really just been this calling to fully embody her. Like, who is she? And allow myself to be that again. Even this morning, I was literally on like some of the most discreet fashion blogs, like, and I used to follow them like way back in the day when I was in fashion school. And I was like catching up with like what people were wearing at the Met this year. And it was so weird to me. I literally caught myself doing this, okay? Because I haven't done this in like forever. Like forever, okay? It's been a long time since I would ever even do that. I don't know why. I just lost interest in like everything when I had my spiritual awakening. And I was like tunnel vision on like shadow work and like in initiations and like going higher and higher and higher on my spiritual journey. And I think all of that is exactly what I needed to do at the time. But I think for like the last like year or so, I've been feeling this call to like, okay, like my sacral is like so lit up to like all these new interesting things that are not necessarily spiritual. And it's just like weird for me kind of, because I've been on my spiritual journey 6.5 years now. Okay. Like it'll be 7 years this October. And this is the first time in this last year or so that I've been feeling like urge the pull to kind of like go and explore new things. And that to me is super, super interesting. Like what? Because I have not had this in like so long. So, and I know that it's a call to fully embody her, which is the vision of myself that I had when I was younger. And I'm excited. Like I'm excited to embark on this new journey of embodying her fully in my own unique identity of who I am and what I represent and the things that I'm here to truly step into and be in this world and not hide behind the spiritual mask anymore and kind of say like, oh no, this is just me because I'm like, you know, spiritual and like I'm only doing this, right? And for a while, like I mentioned, I don't want to bash that because for a while that was my authentic self. Like that was true for me and what I was doing at that time. But now my authentic self is like expanding into this like new version of who I am. And it's like the full embodied version of who I am. So I'm excited to go on this journey to fully embody her. And I don't know if you felt this call on your path ever, or if you've kind of realize like, man, I feel like I kind of lost my identity. Did you sacrifice your identity for spirituality? I mean, question mark, did you think that you had to in order to be spiritual. If that's so, then that's definitely, I don't feel that that's true, right? Like, I feel there's waves in which we're like more of it in order to fully embody it, and then we level out. And I feel like I've leveled out. Like, I'm like finally at a place where I'm like totally leveling out to who I am, and I'm fully integrated my core spirituality. You know, my soul is the priestess energy. And so it's beautiful that I can take that with me everywhere that I go and take that embodiment of that energy into everything that I do. So I hope that this episode has helped you in some way, shape, or form. A huge part of me really recalibrating was following my human design, I have to say. Like, that is the thing that helped me recalibrate every single time into my authentic North Star. And so I just want to throw that in there because it's like super important. I think it's like an amazing system. Everybody should know like what their inner authority is and like really try to embody that as much as possible, because my human design, what it did is it helped me to see what's true for me. And then also where I needed to pivot in my life. Like I mentioned, it's been my ultimate true calibration, soul calibration, that has continued to recalibrate me to my true authentic North Star. And so as long as I'm following that, I can trust myself. Okay. It's only been when I've told myself like, no, you have to go on a spiritual retreat every year in order to maintain your spirituality and stuff. These are literally things I told myself. Like, nobody told me that, but like, I would tell myself these things, you know, and I think that it was bullshit. Like, I think it was just me thinking like I had to do that in order to be it, you know, be the spiritual person. And I'm happy to just live a lot more freely and fully embodied in who I actually am, releasing the guilt of changing again. And maybe this is the big last piece. That's like the other question I was asking myself, like, is this the last piece of like what? But probably not, because we always are changing and growing and evolving in some way, shape, or form. So I am so happy you all stuck with me on this episode. And I hope that this episode has helped you in some way, shape, or form. If you have not already downloaded the free human design workbook that comes in the show notes to this podcast, please go ahead and do so. You will get a lot of free, amazing information on how to navigate every single energy type in its highest expression. And it also comes with a bunch of beautiful mantras that you can use every single day. So again, that free workbook is in the show notes to this podcast. You just have to click the link in order to download it. So sending you all so much love, and I hope to see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.